what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, and Cedric just emerging from the courtroom in which a preliminary hearing on Lum's bribery charge has been held. Listen.
Doggies, I never was so dog-tarred in my whole... For the land's sakes alive, what is that?
What?
Oh, that woman's head. I thought it was a flower garden going by there.
I've seen that in the courtroom a minute ago. She's got a big rose sitting on top of it.
Reckon she deliberate went out and bought that herself.
No, I asked somebody. It belongs to her daughter, she said.
Well, it looks like it's some young'un's hat she put on. Now, that don't look awful for a woman of her age to be wearing something like that.
That don't beat the bugs you're fighting.
Oh, well, let's get over here at the side and get out of the rest here.
Yeah, come on, Cedric. We don't have to stay in the courtroom no longer. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Just moment. Is the preliminary hearing over?
It's preliminary hearing, Cedric.
Just moment. Is it over?
Well, that's... What they told us in there, Cedric, I don't know. I just go according to what they say.
Well, how'd we do? Did we win?
Well, we can't tell yet. Jed wants a little more time to make up his mind, I guess.
I was wondering about the same thing myself, Cedric.
We got to hang around and see what happens, though. I was hoping we'd get a different judge for this bribery hearing, but Dad blame it, they give us the same one we got for the Pearl trial.
Yeah. You know, Lum, I don't believe that judge much likes us.
I know that gum well, he don't.
There, glare at me.
This looks like everything in the world's against us.
Yeah, it sure does. Looks like he's accusing me of stealing everything in the world every time he looks at me. Yes, sir. I wish he'd hurry up and make up his mind, though. I wish that. I never was a tart of courting in my life as I am right now.
Me too.
But now, Lum, it ain't no use for you to look so long-faced over it now. You're just worrying too much about the trial. We might come out of this preliminary hearing better than you think.
Preliminary.
Well, whatever it is. Leastways, we got a chance to tell the truth in there today. Showed that judge that you never actually bribed Cedric at all.
Yeah, you done pretty good there, too.
Yes, you did, Cedric. I was uncommonly proud of you. You got up there and didn't hardly get mixed up at all. Just sat up there and talked to them.
Well, good for me.
Well, you done good.
Good for me.
I'm going to tell you, Paul, how good you done up there today. Tell your teacher and a third reader, too. See if we can't get you out of there this
year. I wish they would get me out of there. I'm getting too big for them desks. I can't get my knees under them.
I know, Cedric. Well, maybe this will get you past. I'll tell your teacher about it. Oh, me, I'm glad that's over to get out of there. I never seen a fella in my life that could ask as many questions as that district attorney. He's the noisiest one human I ever seen. His jaws were flapping all the time.
I think he was about half mad.
Oh, I never seen nobody as mad in my life. And he can't hear, I know that. Can't understand nothing you say. Just keeps asking you the same question 10 different ways. Can't you do that?
Well, that's his business, Abner, to try to get down to brass facts.
Shaking that finger in my face?
I just wish we knew how we came out. Just waiting around's enough to drive you stark, raving, mad, crazy insane.
Yeah. Well, here, Lona, you better just sit down and take it easy. You've been awful nervous today. Doggy, you're shaking like a shirt tail on a clothesline in a high wind. Look at your hands there. Shaking worse than them fenders on Cedric's car.
Well, you
get me so nervous, I can't talk myself.
I noticed that.
Just looking at you.
Now, you'd be nervous, too, if your whole life's reputation's was at stake. Say, find me guilty of bribery, I'll be in disgrace.
You'll be in jail, too.
Abner, stop saying that. I don't like the kind of a noise that makes.
All right, I'm sorry, but don't jump all over me every time I make a little mistake.
Oh, there you are. Oh, how'd you come out,
Lum? Oh, dog. You oughtn't to sneak up behind a fella that way.
Oh, did I scare you, Lum?
Lum, sort of nervous today, Doc.
Yeah. Are you fellas all through in there? If you are, Cedric and I had better head back for Pine Ridge. Get the store open again. There's a lot of things that I want to do there at the store.
Yeah, well, first, I know we're all done.
You know, you've got the groceries there in the store, all arranged so I can't tell where anything's at. Somebody calls up and wants something, I can't find it at all.
Now, wait a minute, Doc. You ain't been rearranging things in the store, have you?
Well, I thought that would be what I'd do when I got back, Lum.
Well, we've got things put just the way we want them, Doc.
Just leave things where they're at. Now, we've got them that way so you can wait on a customer no matter where you're at in the store.
Yeah, lots of fellas, they put all the canned peaches in one place and the canned corn in a certain place. We open up stuff and just set it down where we can put a can.
Just start up the aisle with a case of something and just set it in every shelf we can find room for.
That way, when you want peaches, you don't have to walk down the ferry and they might be right in with a two in the back of it. Ain't no telling at all.
Well, my idea was this. Why not put them up alphabetically?
Who?
Alphabetically. Apples, apricots, beans, bacon powder, That way the cheese will be next to the crackers and the...
Abner can't spell.
And don't worry us with that today, Doc. We're having enough trouble as it is with his trial.
Well, how did you come out?
Well, we don't know yet. We're waiting to hear. Yes, sir, we've just been standing out here hoping we'd hear something. That's all this.
Abner, I'm going to step down there to the other end of the hall and get a drink of water out of that fountain. My throat's so dry, it feels like it's lined with burlap.
Yeah, it could have been them buckwheat cakes yet this morning.
Yeah, I'll be back directly.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. I want you to tell me all about the hearing.
Don't let him go, Doc. He just loves to work that fountain down there now that he found out how to do it. I don't think he much wants to talk about it anyway. He's all riled up inside of this afternoon, jumping nervous as a rabbit's nose.
Well, maybe there's something on his mind.
Well, there is. That's a whole lot.
Yeah.
Just hope he calms down pretty soon.
Oh, he'll be all right. He just needs a good setting influence of some kind. Cedric and I didn't have to rush back to Pine Ridge. I might be able to help him.
Oh, I don't think he's as bad off at all that,
though. Well, I don't know. These things can be dangerous. Quite frequently, some little mental irritation of this sort will plunge a man into a nervous breakdown. Maybe I'd better stick around today just in case.
No, Doc, I don't think you need to do that. Now, you better get back and open up the store. That's what we need more than anything else, some money right now.
Well, Cedric could do that. Now, you take the car, Cedric, and go on back to Pine Ridge. I've got to stay here.
Yes,
sir. No, now, wait a minute, Cedric. Doc's going with you.
No, I can see where my duty lies. What kind of a friend would I be if I deserted Lum on the verge of a mental collapse?
His mental ain't going to collapse.
No, you try to spare me, Abner. I can see through a situation. I'll stick. You can depend on me. You better get started, Cedric.
Well, am I supposed to, or ain't
I? Of course you are.
Don't now, wait a minute.
On your way, Cedric. I know where I'm needed. Hurry up, Cedric.
Yes, ma'am.
And remember where we hid the cash drawer, under the front porch.
Yes, ma'am.
Under the front porch? Did you actually put the cash drawer out there, Doc?
Oh, yes. Burglars, you know. Petty thieves, one thing and another. Man has to be on his toes all the time to outwit them.
Well, has there been some burglars breaking into the store?
No. So far, we've outwitted them, evidently. Hasn't been a silent one around there.
Well, I don't see what you're going to all that trouble to hide the cash drawer for, then. Special under the front porch. Surely some young'un can come along and find it under there.
Oh, well, we thought of that, too. We took the money out of it first.
Oh, well,
we hid the money in a different place.
Oh, where'd you hide it?
Oh, don't worry. Nobody will be able to find it.
Are you sure, Doc?
Oh, yes, because Cedric and I have looked all over, and we have been able to find it.
Oh, for the land's sake.
Wait a minute. There comes Lumber. Now, try not to say anything to upset.
Well, I weren't aiming on him.
A man in his condition has to be handled with great care. We must endeavor to keep his calm at all times. Let his mind be relaxed.
Yeah, it will be.
Say nothing to confuse him. Be careful now.
Granny, that tasted good. When your throat's dry and parched, there ain't no one thing you taste better than good cold water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I feel a lot better now.
Well, good.
Walford or none of the others has come out of the courtroom yet, has he?
No, ain't nobody come out.
They'll come out in due time, Lum. Just don't worry your mind about it. Just sit right down here and put your feet up. Get more blood into the upper part of the torso.
Sit down, Lum. I'm tired, Doc. I don't want to sit down.
Don't get confused, Lum.
I'm confused.
Of course not. You're all right, Lum. You're perfectly all right.
I know I am.
Yeah, that's the way to talk. You're not a bit confused.
What are you driving at anyway, Doc?
Say, Doc, I believe if you was to hurry up, you might still could catch Cedric.
How's that, Abner?
I say if you was to hurry up, I believe you should...
Oh, quiet now, Abner. I'll handle it.
Oh.
Now then, Lump, let's go for a walk in the nice warm sunshine. Nothing like the comforting rays of old fall to steady a man's nerves. Take each other on the
road. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Where are you taking me? What is this, anyway?
Lum, I tried to
help. Careful, Abner. Don't upset him. Oh. You're going to be all right, Lum. Things will work out some way. Come on, let's go outside.
Just a minute. Has something went wrong and you're trying to keep it from me?
No, Lum.
No, of course not. There's really nothing to worry about. The rays of old fall will do you a lot of good.
Granny's, wait a minute. Did Walford come out and tell you how the preliminary hearing come out?
Who's Walford? What does it matter what he says? Come on, old boy.
Edgar, tell me the truth. Is that it?
No, Lum, that ain't
it. Sandy, Lum, now don't get upset.
I want the truth. How terrible it is, I want to know what they said.
They never said nothing.
Oh, that's worse. I know what that means. They're afraid to tell me. Oh, my goodness.
Now, there you go, Lum. You're going all to pieces. You've got to pull yourself together.
Granny feared it'd come out this way.
It ain't come out no way yet, Lum.
No use trying to fool me, Abner. I see the whole thing. I'm a ruined man.
Steady. Oh, I knew this would happen. Lucky thing I had the foresight to stay here. Come on, Abner. We'd better get him out in the sunshine.
I don't want to go out in the sunshine.
Oh, Saul Graves will do your world.
Let go of me. Abner, tell me exactly what he said.
He never said nothing. He just listened to me a minute long.
Well, he must have said something. I'm going in there and tell that judge just what I think of it. He calls this a court of jest.
Now,
what kind of justice is that?
Here I am, an innocent man, and what do they do to me? Railroad me, lock me up for life.
Oh, it ain't as bad as all that long.
Oh, so you do know. How many years are they given?
I tell you, I don't know.
50 years?
Wait a minute. There comes Walford. Now, maybe you listen to reason.
Yeah, just let me get my hands on that farmer.
Calm down.
Why, George Lum, you're in luck. What a break.
What'd they do? Cut it down to 40 years?
40 years? Why, no. District attorney moves the case against you, be dismissed. So the judge dismissed it. As far as the bribery charge goes, Lum, you're a free man.
Free?
Huh?
But I thought... Well, you told Abner.
Well, you see, you're just confused, Lum. Now, what you need is a nice, long walk to the sunshine.
Leave me alone. I'm all right now.
Sure you are. You're afraid. Come along. Mercy me. I should have just think what would have happened to you if I hadn't stayed to keep you calm.
Yes, it's in moments like these that a steady hand is needed.